collard, but sometimes they're a little tough. You have to cook them a little longer.
Uh-huh. Well, do you ever have to add more water to the pot?
Yeah, you do. Uh-huh. I have to add water all through my cooking them.
Uh-huh.
And lima beans, too. We like them.
Yeah, those are good.
We like them.
Uh-huh. Well, what's your husband's favorite dish?
Lima beans.
He likes lima beans? How do you fix that?
Lima beans and cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Well, I put them on. Sometimes I soak them. If I have a lot of time, I do. But if I don't, well, I just have a big pot, put them in it, put plenty of water in it,
mm-hmm.
put some bacon and grease and salt. And I have added just a little bit of sugar in lima beans.
Oh, now that's interesting. I never had thought of putting sugar in.
That really used the taste of them.
Uh-huh.
Especially if I'm going to have biscuits with them, well, I want just a little bit of sugar in them.
Mm-hmm. And then how long do you cook them?
Well, you have to cook beans, dry beans, most any time, at least an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
At least about 2 hours to get them good and tender.
Mm-hmm. Gee, I bet that's good.
It is. We enjoy them.
Uh-huh. Do you have any children?
4.
Golly, that's a big family. How old?
Oh, my boys and girls are grown though now.
Are they?
Yeah, I've got 2 girls and 2 boys.
That's nice. Do they live around here too?
Yeah, they live around Eccles
uh-huh.
in Statenville.
Uh-huh. That must be a nice part of the state since all your family's been there so long.
Well, we have been there all our lives,
uh-huh.
sure have.
Well, that's nice. Well, I sure do appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm.
You really have been wonderful to me, and I just appreciate